Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and hope you and your family and whoever you got a chance to celebrate this past week, hope that you had a great time with your family and celebrating and rejoicing and just being reminded of the greatest present that we've been given, that we could know and be known and be loved by God. And today we just want to talk about from Revelation 21, as we're kind of finishing up kind of this theme that that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the section today is that we have seen His glory. This idea that what does it mean to see the glory of God? And how does Jesus show us God's glory? And what is so great and glorious about the glory of God? And one of the best ways that I've heard kind of describe and to think about glory is of course, it's a complicated word to kind of describe in an English standpoint. There's a sense of weightiness in the original language to it, that it is heavy. There's a heaviness to it, significance to it. But also, I think one of the things that glory is, it's the revelation, that it's the making visible the invisible God, that it is to God's glory is the unveiling, is the revealing of who He truly is, His nature, His character, His qualities, and all that He does, His essence. And so when I think about glory, one of the simplest ways is just making the invisible God visible. And just to think through the significance of that to see God for who He truly is and how marvelous that is. And that's what we look forward to. In Revelation, we get to see this end of the story and how we'll experience the glory of God in very real and profound ways, unveiled, that we will not have to have veiled faces. We will not have to have God hide His glory, that we will be able to experience it because we will be in a perfect place in God's very presence as in perfected, resurrected bodies without the presence of sin. And so we can see God and experience God in all of His glory and goodness. What a beautiful day that will be, won't it? And let me read Revelation 21 just to help prepare us for that. John writing this says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb." Just that reminder that we don't have to go to a place for God's presence to come and dwell, that we will be in the very presence of God because of Christ. "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day. And there will be no night there. They will bring into the glory and honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anything who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." That we will get to be right in the very glory of God. That there will be no, that what stands out to me, right? There's no sun or moon to shine light, that the glory of God will give its light. And again, these echoes of John in his gospel, right? That the coming of Jesus, that in Him is light and the life of men, that Jesus radiates the glorious light of God, so that we may see truly who He is, that we will experience God for who He truly is. And what a great day that will be. That's what's so beautiful about Christmas, is that we get to, in the same way that there's an unwrapping of presents on Christmas Day, you're tearing open the wrapping or you're pulling things out of the bag, you are unveiling, you are making visible what has been hidden. And Jesus came at Christmas to make visible what had been hidden, or what had been in some ways a bit mysterious, and now we are seeing. So in Jesus, we see, as Paul says in Colossians, that we see the very image and nature of God, that Jesus is the exact imprint, the radiance of God's glory is made known in Jesus. If we want to know what God is like, we don't have to look any further than Jesus Christ. And so let me just pray as we finish up here, and to think about this idea that we look forward to the day when we will be in the very presence of God, experiencing all of His glory and how beautiful that will be. And that for those of us whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, that we too will get to experience that in our glorious new resurrected body. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your glory, that You make Yourself visible, that there is these invisible qualities about You, God, Your profound character, Your essence, God, how and who You are. It is so mysterious. And yet in Jesus, we get to see exactly, God, who you are, and that you have put on flesh so that we may tangibly see, God, what you are like. And God, we look forward to the day when we will be in your presence in the glorious new heavens and new earth, God, in the new city of Jerusalem, that we will not need a sun to give light, that we will see because, God, you will be our light, our great and glorious light that we will be able to be in that experience, in that presence. And there will be nothing detestable there, only goodness and glorious things forever and ever. God, we long for that day. And we thank you that the coming of Jesus shows that for us. So may we rejoice in that today and enjoy his company every day as we look forward to the future glory that awaits us, as you keep unveiling our eyes to see more and more of who Jesus is. And as we, as his people, get to unveil Jesus to the world around us, that we get to make the invisible God visible through our actions, our deeds, through our words, and how we live. May we help show the beautiful realities of our great and glorious Savior as we live. We love you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a few moments and would you pray?